Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Holes to Hole podcast. This is Shannon Stedman, your host, and also the author of the blog Holes to Hole. You can find me online at shannonstedman.wordpress.com. Every Wednesday, I will be posting new content on the blog, whether it's a written post or a podcast. And I'd love for you to join me each Wednesday as I post something new. And better yet, feel free to press the subscribe link on the right sidebar of the page to receive an email every time new content is posted on the blog. Podcast number one is here to describe why I chose to name the blog Holes with an H to Hole with a W. When I first became a Christian about 8 years ago, I thought that my life would be absolutely perfect. I was dead wrong. And I really just thought it would almost be like a magic fairy just said poof, and then my life was totally, totally perfect. Well, as I was reading in the Gospel of Mark recently, I noticed something that I've read many, many times before. It was Jesus going into the desert and being tempted by Satan for 40 days immediately following his baptism. It's really interesting because every gospel except for John includes this story. Once we belong to Jesus and make steps in that relationship, Satan works even harder to bring us back to himself. I didn't realize that when I was first saved. I was under the misconception that once I became a Christ follower and I was saved, that my life would be perfect. I saw many, many other Christians who had this life full of peace and joy and purpose, and I wanted that for myself. And so part of the reason that I actually gave my life to Christ was very selfish. I wanted to have all of those things. I wanted to be able to throw off this old life that was full of depression and anxiety and sadness. And I wanted those things. I wanted the peace. I wanted the joy. I really thought that it would come instantaneously. I know now that God is not Santa Claus. And I realized that I had very much a vending machine mentality. I do A, B, and C, and God does D, E, and F, and that is just the way that it goes. But I see that instead of all of a sudden my life becoming amazing, I went through a period in the wilderness, and it really started my own personal exodus. And now I can look back and really evaluate the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and see that they got to the promised land, but it took a while. It took 40 years in the wilderness before they experienced their true freedom and their true promised land. And that is what I've experienced. My wilderness period lasted several years after I was saved. There were some mountaintop experiences along the way. However, I went through a long period in the wilderness, sometimes going around the same mountain over and over and over as the Israelites did. And today, I still do experience periods of being in the wilderness, but they're generally not as low and certainly don't last as long as the initial years following my salvation. Thank goodness. I've realized that freedom is a process. I have to do my part, and I have to let God do his part, and it often feels like a fight. Once I became a Christ follower, God really began to lovingly reveal to me many realities of my life and heart, and it was really humbling, and it was really sad. My blinders came off. Light was shined in places where there was darkness, where there was never any light before. A lot of brokenness in my life was exposed, and it really felt like these huge holes inside of me. It was such an eye-opening process. God was really experiencing my emptiness, and he was showing me the unhealthy ways that I had coped with life and tried to fill these holes inside of me. I didn't realize at that point that it was God who needed to fill these holes. I was trying to fill holes with unhealthy behavior and addictive behaviors and different substances and other people. But really, those were areas of my life where God wanted to show me that he was the answer, that he would fill those holes. Here I am, a little bit into my Christian journey, and I feel like my life is worse off than it was before. That's not the case. However, it was in my perspective because I was seeing more of what my life really included. I saw that I was a woman who had a lot of holes inside of myself. I had no clue what to do about them. I started to try to fill them myself. I remember feeling very scared of the holes that God was showing me. I remember thinking, will I be like Swiss cheese that you hold me up and I have all these holes inside of me and wind's gonna be blowing back and forth? What if I let go of some of these behaviors or the resentment and the bitterness that I had towards other people and towards myself? What I didn't realize here is that God had a plan. And I'm so grateful that God has a plan today, that in his faithfulness, he was showing me these holes. He was making me aware of these holes so he could come in and heal them. He could come in and transform them. As I become aware of more holes, I do my best today to be very grateful for them because these are then areas that God can come in and fill if I surrender and if I allow him to. These holes bring me closer and closer to wholeness with a W. God in his faithfulness brings healing, love, and transformation to these broken places, to these holes. I know today that God reveals the holes inside of me so that he can bring healing. So I don't have to be afraid about what I will look like, what kind of person I will be when these holes are filled. God in his faithfulness exposes my holes so that he can come and bring healing and bring love and transformation and bring me from a place of brokenness to whole and complete in him. And he has to expose the holes in order to fill them. In the Psalms, it says that he will bring us through the valley. We have these valley experiences. However, God doesn't leave us there. He never stops holding our hand. He never stops walking us through. And he walks us through the valley. He never leaves us there. So when God reveals my holes, he doesn't just reveal them and say, okay, see you later. He walks me through them and he has a purpose and a plan for them. In Philippians 1:6, it says that God started a good work in us and he will bring it to completion. This pain that I experience as a result of seeing these holes exposed is actually for great purpose. And today I really try to be grateful because I know that that's just the start of more healing and more wholeness, W-H-O-L-E, in my life, which is a great place to be because I'm being transformed more into the image of Christ. Recently, I had an experience where I needed to go back and give somebody a pretty thorough history of my life. Many times when I have to put myself on paper, put my past on paper, it triggers some anger and sadness. I know that my life is much more than what a piece of paper says. I know that I'm much more than what a piece of paper says. However, just looking at me on paper, you can see that my life has had many, many holes in it. And that can be triggering for me. I found myself in a place where I was really angry with God. God, why have you made my life this way? Why have I had to experience certain things? Why are there so many holes in my life? It's just not fair. Why couldn't I have had an easier life? Why is this my life? Why is this my journey? And after a few weeks, I can be a slow learner. It took a while. God spoke really clearly and really loudly to my heart. And I just grabbed hold of the truth because I knew it was his voice. And he said, Shannon, I have had this plan for you all along. Your holes have been used and will continue to be used to help other people. You have many experiences that many other people do. And the only way that you can truly touch others who have had those experiences is if you have walked them yourself. You know yourself that there is nothing like having somebody who can relate to what you've gone through. There is no other support that is just like that. No one else can totally empathize unless they've walked a similar path. And God spoke loudly to my heart is that, Shannon, I have given you so many gifts. You have already had so many opportunities to encourage people, to help people, to support people who have walked a similar path as you. And now I'm giving you the opportunity, an online platform, to do that for more people. You have these gifts inside of you to relate to other people. You have these gifts inside of you for compassion and mercy and teaching. Your life experience, I have planned according to those gifts. So now they can come together and they can be used for my glory. They can be used to further the kingdom. Once God really got in my heart with that, how could I argue with that? How could I argue with being able to help his people? I think of all the people who have walked alongside me through my difficulties. I think of all the people who have walked alongside me as God has exposed and transformed my holes. I could not be more grateful for those people who have picked up my hand and said, I have been there too, and I'm gonna jump in this hole with you, and I'm gonna show you how I climbed out. The reason my blog and podcast are called Holes with an H to Hole with a W is because I hope to use my holes to share how God has brought or is bringing me wholeness, and that it will encourage you and it will help you on your journey to wholeness. I pray that this will be an online community where we can encourage one another, where we will support one another, where we will lift each other up and hold each other hand in hand, walk side by side. I hope and pray that this site will be an encouragement to you and you will continue coming back. I thank you so much for joining me in the inaugural Holes to Hole podcast. Please join me next Wednesday for new content on the blog. The web address again is shannonstedman.wordpress.com, and feel free to go on the right side of the sidebar and subscribe so you get an email delivered right to your inbox every time new content is posted, and you can access it right from that email. And I would love to hear from you, so please go on the blog and leave a comment, and I will reply to all comments on the blog. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time.